And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 22nd of October, 2016, the anniversary of the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962. When President Kennedy got photographs from U-2 spy planes over Cuba, showed the Soviet Union installing nuclear missiles and launch sites. He went on the air on this day, 62, told the country that Cuba would be placed under what he called a naval quarantine until the Soviets removed them. The Soviet Premier Khrushchev responded. He called the quarantine a blockade, that it was an act of war, an act of aggression, said Soviet ships would proceed to Cuba as planned, and for a few days the world seemed to be on the brink of nuclear war. Until the 28th of October, when Khrushchev publicly agreed to withdraw the missiles and the crisis was over. It's the birthday of the American journalist John Reed, born Portland, Oregon, 1887, author of 10 Days That Shook the World, came out in 1919. It was his first-hand account of the October Revolution in Russia. He was an ardent communist, fled to the United States after he was indicted for sedition, made his way to Russia. He became somewhat disillusioned with the revolution, tried several times to return to the United States, even though he knew he would be arrested, but he became ill and died of typhus in a hospital in Moscow in 1920, and is now buried in the Kremlin Wall. It's the anniversary of the worst mining disaster in Scotland, 1877, Blantyre Colliery. 200 people died in an explosion. The explosion lasted a full 4 or 5 minutes and left 92 women widowed and 250 children orphaned. It's the birthday of Doris Lessing, born in Iran, 1919, best known for her book The Golden Notebook in 1962, which became an iconic handbook for the feminist movement of the 60s and 70s. The story of a writer named Anna Wolf who tries to live as freely as a man. The fame of the book was frustrating to Doris Lessing. She thought the book was more about mental disintegration. She said, "It's stupid. I mean, there's nothing feminist about The Golden Notebook. The second line in the book is, 'As far as I can see, everything is cracking up.' That is what The Golden Notebook is about." And it's the birthday of the columnist John Gould, born Brighton, Massachusetts, 1908, wrote a weekly column for the Christian Science Monitor from 1942 to 2003, writing about nighttime sleigh rides, fly fishing, a 100-year-old woman riding on a fire truck for the first time, baseball, and other subjects. Here's a poem for today by Ann Porter. A Village Cat. At the old Polish gardener's, there's a young cat, a calico, living half wild under the potting shed where she was born. Her face is decorated with daubs and smudges and streaks of black, as if she were made up to be a clown in some mysterious carnival. I gaze at her in wonder. She gazes back with her clear golden eyes. A Village Cat by Ann Porter from Living Things, published by Zoland Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.